You may have read news reports about the communist regime in China removing crosses from church buildings. China for long followed a policy of eradicating religion. Recognizing that they could not eradicate religion altogether, they moved now to a policy of controlling it. Christopher Joseph, and today I'll be speaking with Benedict Rogers, a human rights activist and journalist based in London, who focuses on Asia. Ben, welcome to the show. Before we could begin, could you please introduce yourself?
I'm the East Asia team leader at the international human rights organization CSW, which works for freedom of religion or belief for everyone.
Thank you, Ben. Some time ago, there has been some level of religious freedom, at least in parts of China. But in recent years, with cross removals, things seem to have worsened. Does that mean increasing communist suppression of religion?
Christianity has a long history in China, going all the way back to the Nestorians in the 8th century and the Jesuit priest Matteo Ricci, who made his life in China in the 16th century. When the Chinese Communist Party regime took power in 1949 under Mao Zedong, they had as one of their goals the eradication, the elimination of religion in general and Christianity in particular. They started with a brief period of creating state structures to control religion, and then during the Cultural Revolution, they drove religion and Christianity in particular underground. They never succeeded in eradicating it because Christians survived the Cultural Revolution by practicing their faith in total secrecy. And when Mao died and the Cultural Revolution was over and Deng Xiaoping took over, China began to open up. And during those the last 40 years of China's opening up, Christians have faced in China different waves of relaxation and persecution, and in different parts of the country. Often it's depended on the attitudes of local provincial authorities. Sometimes there have been crackdowns on the unregistered churches. Sometimes pastors and church and priests and church members have been jailed. But at other times, churches have been able to function in a sort of grey area. And of course, there's been the state-controlled churches, both Catholic and Protestant, as well. But since Xi Jinping took power, it seems that the Chinese Communist Party regime has moved back to a more ideological era, where it has a hostility towards Christianity and religion that is much more intense than ever before. And so we've seen in the last few years the removal of crosses, not only from unregistered churches, but also from many state-approved churches.
But these were officially registered religious places. Where does that leave the situation of religious freedom?
The removal of crosses is in itself a violation of human rights because it is an assault on religious identity and people's right to freedom of religion or belief, their right to display publicly and collectively their religious symbols. But there are plenty of other violations of religious freedom in China as well. Many thousands of churches have been closed or demolished. Christians have been harassed. Pastors and priests, Protestants and Catholics, have been jailed. Just after Christmas, a Protestant pastor, Wang Yi, was imprisoned on a 9-year sentence. The Chinese government require all religious buildings and religious institutions to register. But crosses have been destroyed and removed even from registered churches, and that leaves the space for religious freedom extremely constricted indeed.
Why remove crosses? Is this a symbolic act or something beyond that? Have religious leaders been arrested or church buildings demolished or Christians harassed?
Well, it seems that it is an ideological agenda by Xi Jinping's regime. It seems that he wants to not only control religion, but to impose his stamp on religion, to strip Christianity and other religions as well, of all of the things that they identify with, and to impose both his own personality cult and the party's agenda on religious institutions. So as well as seeing crosses torn down, we've also seen in state-controlled churches portraits of Xi Jinping put up alongside religious symbols, party propaganda banners put up alongside banners displaying quotations from scripture, surveillance cameras at the altar to record who attends, prohibition on minors, those under 18, from attending places of worship, instructions to churches to sing Communist Party songs alongside hymns.
What about the reaction from global leaders? Are there any official protests against the Chinese government?
Many people say this is the worst crackdown since the Cultural Revolution, and yet global Christian leaders seem to be silent. We don't hear any words of protest from either Pope Francis or the Archbishop of Canterbury or other Christian leaders. And I think that's partly because they are trying to establish some kind of compromise with the Chinese Communist Party regime. We know that the Vatican has struck a deal with Beijing. And sadly, that deal, in my opinion, has resulted in more persecution of Catholics, in more repression of religious freedom, not less. And yet the Vatican has not spoken out. The Vatican didn't even, to my knowledge, seek, or certainly didn't succeed, in securing the release of Catholics in prison before it signed the deal. And many Catholic priests and lay people remain in prison in China today.
As a rights advocate, what do you think global organizations and world leaders should do to ensure religious freedom for people in China?
As a human rights activist and a campaigner for religious freedom, I believe that global organizations, human rights groups, governments, world leaders should prioritize speaking out for religious freedom for the people of China today. It should be a major issue of concern. And as we look at China's role in the world, particularly during this COVID-19 pandemic, where everybody is talking about China, let us look at its record of intensification of persecution of the church and of others as well. And let us speak out against that and for religious freedom for all.
I was speaking with Benedict Rogers, a British human rights activist and journalist. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, subscribe from the podcast player of your choice and let us know your thoughts. I'm Christopher Joseph. Until the next guest, goodbye.
The Union of Catholic Asian News podcast is produced by Binu Alex. Go to ucanews.com for news, features, commentary, and analysis on and about the Church in Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide independent news on issues affecting the Church across Asia. Go to ucanews.com/donate and do your bit.